Iku iku sawijining dina srengenge.
It is a sunny day.
Langit iku biru.
The sky is blue.
Matahari bersinar padang.
The sun shines bright.
Kembang-kembang iku ayu.
The flowers are beautiful.
Aku ningali wit lan suket.
I see trees and grass.
Manuk-manuk nyanyi.
Birds are singing.
Anak-anak dolanan ing jaba.
The children play outside.
Dheweke seneng.
They are happy.
Saben seneng srengenge.
Everyone enjoys the sun.
Kita duwe kesenengan ing dina srengenge.
We have fun on a sunny day.
Ayo menyang taman.
Let's go to the park.
Iku iku sawijining dina sing apik.
It is a wonderful day.
Media sosial iku mbantu wong-wong nyambungake siji karo sijine.
Social media helps people connect with each other.
Aku wong gunakake media sosial saben dina.
Many people use social media every day.
Dheweke nuduhake gambar lan cerita online.
They share pictures and stories online.
Kanca bisa komen ing kiriman siji liyane.
Friends can comment on each other's posts.
Iki mbantu ngrasakno luwih raket.
This helps to feel closer together.
Dheweke uga bisa nggawe kanca anyar.
They can also make new friends.
Wong-wong bisa gabung grup babagan minat dheweke.
People can join groups about their interests.
Iki nggawe sinau dadi nyenengake lan gampang.
This makes learning fun and easy.
Dheweke bisa takon pitakonan ing kelompok.
They can ask questions in groups.
Iki apik kanggo sinau barang anyar.
This is great for learning new things.
Media sosial bisa ngganti cara kita sinau.
Social media can change the way we learn.
Iki apik kanggo kabeh.
This is good for everyone.
Saben esuk, aku tangi jam 7.
Every morning, I wake up at 7 o'clock.
Sakwise kuwi, aku sarapan.
After that, I have breakfast.
Aku biasane mangan endhog lan roti bakar.
I usually eat eggs and toast.
Sawise sarapan, aku lunga menyang sekolah.
After breakfast, I go to school.
Ing kelas, aku sinau akeh subjek.
In class, I learn many subjects.
Subjek favoritku, yaiku matematika.
My favorite subject is mathematics.
Aku seneng ngatasi masalah.
I like to solve problems.
Aku uga seneng sejarah lan ilmu.
I also enjoy history and science.
Sangge sekolah, aku lunga cepet menyang omah.
After school, I go home quickly.
Aku nindakake pering sore.
I do my homework in the evening.
Aku santai sawise sinau.
I relax after studying.
Pungkasan, aku arep menyang amben jam 10.
Finally, I go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Siji sore-sore, aku nemokake buku berdebu ing sudut atiku.
One sunny afternoon, I discovered a dusty book in the corner of my attic.
Iki minangka novel lawas sing ditulis dening penulis cemerlang.
It was an old novel written by a brilliant author.
Ceritane-ceritane sing lamar miliaran ing saindenging donya.
His stories of adventures captivated millions around the world.
Aku mbalikake kaca lan nemu aku kelangan ing tembung-tembung.
I turned the pages and found myself lost in his words.
Saben ukara memo resonan banget, nguwakai imajinku.
Each sentence resonated deeply, stirring my imagination.
Karaktere ngerasa kaya kancane lawas, akrab lan nyenengake.
The characters felt like old friends, familiar and comforting.
Aku nyadari yen sastra nduweni daya unik kanggo nyambungake kita kabeh.
I realized that literature has a unique power to connect us all.
Liwo imajinasine, aku ndelok panggon sing ora tau tak jumput.
Through his imagination, I saw places I had never been.
Pengaruh isih bisa dirasakak dino iki.
His influence can still be felt today.
Nalika aku nutup buku, aku ngerti yen aku entuk kanca.
As I closed the book, I knew I had gained a friend.
Ing jantung kutha sing rame, budaya sing macem-macem nyawiji, gawe permadani sing cerah saka urip.
In the heart of a bustling city, diverse cultures converge, creating a vibrant tapestry of life.
Wong-wong saka latar sing beda-beda, nuduhake cerita sing nambah kawigaten siji liyane.
People from different backgrounds share stories that enrich each other's perspectives.
Basa, pangan, lan festival dadi jembatan budaya sing nyambungake komunitas.
Language, food, and festivals serve as cultural bridges that connect communities.
Nanging, tantangan asring muncul, amarga salah paham bisa nggawe perpecahan.
However, challenges often arise, as misunderstandings can deepen divides.
Ora ana budaya siji kudu mendominasi, tinimbang, dialog kudu didorong.
No one culture should dominate, instead, a dialogue must be encouraged.
Festival budaya nyediakake kesempatan kanggo interaksi lan pangerten.
Cultural festivals provide an opportunity for interaction and understanding.
Pungkasipun, nampa keragaman maringi kesempatan kanggo kain sosial sing luwih sugih.
Ultimately, embracing diversity allows for a richer social fabric.
Kesimpulan, integrasi unsur budaya sing macem-macem menehi manfaat kanggo kabeh sing melu.
In conclusion, the integration of various cultural elements benefits everyone involved.
Ing jantung kutha rame, logistik ngangkut mesin gedhe nampilake tantangan jero.
In the heart of the bustling metropolis, the logistics of transporting large machinery presents profound challenges.
Transportasi peralatan raksasa liwat dalan kota sempit asring nyebabake gangguan signifikansi.
Transporting colossal equipment through narrow urban streets often results in significant disruptions.
Tari-tarian rumus logistik ngetrapake rencana teliti lan koordinasi.
The intricate dance of logistics requires meticulous planning and coordination.
Saklawane, perusahaan-perusahaan nampa teknik inovatif kanggo nyudo kemacetan lalu lintas.
Increasingly, companies are adopting innovative techniques to mitigate traffic congestion.
Implementasi sistem manajemen lalu lintas cerdas bisa mengoptimalkan rute secara signifikan.
The implementation of smart traffic management systems can optimize routes significantly.
Salajeng, integrasi teknologi iki mbutuhake kolaborasi antarane pihak sing macem-macem.
Moreover, the integration of these technologies necessitates collaboration among various stakeholders.
Akhire, landscape perkotaan kudu ngembang supaya bisa nampung dilema logistik iki.
Ultimately, the urban landscape must evolve to accommodate these logistical dilemmas.
Minangka kutha saya berkembang lan industri saya akeh, pertimbangan kayata dadi penting banget.
As cities expand and industries proliferate, such considerations become critically important.
Kanggo sum, transportasi sukses saka mesin gedhe gumantung marang wawasan strategis lan manajemen sumber daya sing bijaksana.
To sum up, the successful transportation of large machinery hinges upon strategic foresight and judicious resource management.